I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The NFL is considering improving draft picks for teams that hire minority candidates as head coaches and general managers. Under the proposal aimed at fixing diversity problems league-wide, a team could improve its third-round draft selection by up to 16 picks, going up 10 spots for hiring a minority candidate as general manager or an equivalent level position, and 6 spots for hiring a minority head coach. The proposal is expected to be addressed during Tuesday's virtual meeting with team owners. It would need 24 of 32 votes in favor in order to pass. Under this plan, a team could move up 5 spots in the 4th round if a minority head coach or general manager successfully entered the 3rd year on the job. Retaining a minority quarterback's coach after 1 year would net a 4th round compensatory pick, a nod to the importance of quarterback expertise to the head coaching pipeline. Also, losing minority candidates to other teams would earn draft capital, a 3rd round compensatory pick for a minority candidate leaving to become a head coach or general manager, and a 5th round compensatory pick to the former team for a coordinator hire. Among other diversity-related items being proposed Tuesday, removing a rule that allows teams to block assistant coaches from interviewing for other teams' coordinator positions, requiring multiple interviews of minority candidates for head coaching positions, and expanding the Rooney Rule to include coordinator positions. The Tuesday meetings also will include medical updates on reopening team facilities. In a memo from Commissioner Roger Goodell Friday said teams could begin reopening facilities Tuesday, provided they meet a pre-established set of protocols and have permission under state and local regulations. The pilot flying Kobe Bryant and 7 others to a youth basketball tournament did not have alcohol or drugs in his system, and all 9 sustained immediately fatal injuries when their helicopter slammed into a hillside outside Los Angeles back in January. That's according to autopsies released Friday. The reports by the L.A. County Coroner's Office provided a clinical but unvarnished look at just how brutal the crash was, describing broken bones, dismembered body parts, and a stench of fuel on what remained of clothing that burned. Bryant had to be identified by his fingerprints after his body was found in the dirt outside the wreckage of the chopper. On January 26th, the group, including one of his daughters, coaches, and 2 of her teammates, encountered thick fog in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles. Zaboyan, an experienced pilot who often flew Bryant, climbed sharply and had nearly succeeded in breaking through the clouds when the craft took an abrupt left turn and plunged into the grassy oak-studded hills below. When it struck the ground, the helicopter was flying at about 184 miles per hour and descended at a rate of more than 4,000 feet per minute. The impact caused a crater and scattered debris over an area the size of a football field in the Calabasas Hills. Flames engulfed the wreckage, but burns on the bodies were determined to have occurred after death. Bryant's body was found on one side of the wreckage. His daughter's was found in a ravine on the opposite side. The only drug in Kobe's system was Ritalin, used to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder and narcolepsy. The National Transportation Safety Board has not concluded what caused the crash on the outskirts of Los Angeles County, but said there was no sign of mechanical failure in the helicopter, and a final report not expected for months. Kobe's widow, Vanessa, filed a lengthy lawsuit alleging that Zaboyan, the pilot, was careless and negligent to fly in the fog and should have aborted the flight. She also has filed a claim against the L.A. County Sheriff's Department after deputies allegedly shared unauthorized photos of the crash site. NBA teams withheld more than $30 million from player paychecks Friday as players received their first salary reduction since the league and union agreed to a plan to temporarily cut pay by 25%. But 6 of the NBA's top 10 earners this season, LeBron James, Steph Curry, John Wall, Blake Griffin, Kevin Durant, and Paul George, have already been paid in full and did not see a pay decrease Friday. Their salary reductions will come out of their advances for the 2020-21 season on October 1st, or beginning with their November 15th paychecks. If the league cancels the remainder of the regular season and jumps right into the playoffs, players likely will see the 25% paycheck reduction increase as high as 40%. If the league cancels the entire season, including the postseason, players are projected to lose more than $1 billion in total salary. Major League Baseball plans to hold the 2020 Major League Baseball draft remotely. As of now, teams are not allowed to have draft rooms and will do all of the drafting via video conference. That could change, though, as the draft date approaches. Day 1 of the draft will be June 10th at 6 p.m. and include the first round, 37 total picks. Rounds 2 through 5, 123 total picks, will begin at 4 p.m. the following day. After that, teams can sign an unlimited number of players for up to $20,000. Arizona State first baseman Spencer Torkelson and Vanderbilt second baseman Austin Martin are the consensus top two prospects in this draft. NASCAR is back in action Sunday, 2:30 our time. Darlington Raceway is the venue. It's been 9 weeks since drivers turned laps during a live competition, with Darlington the first stop on a modified schedule that seeks to complete a full season by November. NASCAR has implemented format changes that will minimize the time spent at the track. Notably, the starting order has been set by a random draw based on owner points, as there will be no practice or qualifying preceding the races. Sports, news, local events, all can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.